Last week, we had Sir Tim Berners-Lee, the inventor of the World Wide Web, here. He was talking about Hack Days, events where computer experts come together to try to create, in the space of a day or two, new high-tech solutions to problems. This weekend saw what organisers billed as the first NHS Hack Day, bringing together doctors and software developers, and our reporter, Chris Vallance.
Well, it's Saturday morning, coffee and biscuits are on hand, and in spite of the fact it's a glorious day without a cloud in the sky, dozens of computer and medical people have gathered together to take part in the NHS Hack Day. It's the brainchild of Dr. Carl Reynolds.
Good morning, NHS Hack Day. Welcome.
NHS Hack Day is about geeks who love the NHS. It's a meeting where software developers, doctors, designers are coming to work for free on their weekend on stuff that interests them. As a practicing doctor, I'm very frustrated and disappointed with the current software that I have to use at work. My feeling is that this approach has the potential to improve NHS IT massively.
Sir Tim Berners-Lee was on The World at One. He mentioned that traditionally at these events, it's Coke and pizza. Is it Coke and pizza here?
So I'm broadly concerned with trying to promote health as a doctor, and there will be only a healthy lunch available today, I'm afraid, without any pizza or Coke.
Okay, so we're ready to start to do the pitches for the Hack Day. I'm going to ask people to come up. They have 2 minutes and only 2 minutes to explain what their project is that they want to pitch to.
I'm Sam Machin, I'm a developer.
And I'm Emma Machin, and I'm a junior doctor.
Husband and wife team, yep.
So what are you working on?
We've got a real problem in that if patients come in on a Friday night and don't have their medication, we've got no way of accessing that until Monday morning when their GPs are up. This system will let them set up an entry, which will give us all that drug information, just using one number on their own phone.
My name's Francis Wong. I'm a doctor in the NHS. Other people, if they want to get in touch with you, they bleep you and you call them back. But it's a very difficult system. Of course, when you get a bleep, you never know who it is.
So it could be your pizza's arrived, or it could be there's somebody dying in A&E and you wouldn't know.
Absolutely. We're looking at ways of replacing it with sort of mobile phone messaging, essentially, so you can give a bit more information to the person you're communicating with.
While this event was organised independently, there's an increasing interest on the part of government about this approach, and as a reflection of that, there were government advisers casting an eye over what was happening.
My name's Mark Davis, I'm a general practitioner. I work as the advisor in central government in Cabinet Office around open health data.
Shouldn't this have happened before? I mean, we've had billions upon billions spent on NHS IT projects that didn't work very well, and a couple of the teams in this room are building the kind of things that possibly, you could argue, should have come out of those projects instead of people giving up their weekend on a sunny day to make it happen.
I think that's right, actually. In fact, in the UK, as you know, we've just had an information strategy published by the government, which gives a very strong steer that the kind of direction we should be going is exactly opening up this kind of innovation, using some of the intelligence that we have out there in our communities, and looking at systems that are, rather than single monolithic systems, are much more open systems that allow people to kind of do their own development.
Well, it's Sunday. It's still wonderfully sunny. The teams of doctors and coders have been working for at least 24 hours, and this is decision time. They get to present what they've achieved to a panel of judges.
How are you guys feeling? Confident?
I think no.
So, our project is about this thing, which is the British National Formulary. So what we did was we...
Well, in the end, the judges deliberated and the prizes were awarded.
The prize goes to patient list.
Chair of the judges, Professor Liam Donaldson, former Chief Medical Officer. What had he thought of today?
They were excellent ideas and very focused on improving care for patients ultimately, and something that the traditional ways of developing things wouldn't have done.
Sir Liam Donaldson. Well, certainly much was achieved in this Hack Day. The challenge, of course, is to take ideas like this and apply them in real clinical settings in an organisation as big as the NHS.
Chris Vallance reporting.